Welcome to 101.5, Lorna.
Thanks so much for having me, Rosemary.
Now, Lorna, I feel that there are so many people trying to lose weight right now, and we see them eating less and exercising more, but that's not necessarily, they're not feeling any better. What's going on?
Well, yes, Rosemary, we see a lot of people doing this, and it's something I see all the time, especially in women over 40. They're doing what they've always been told, which is eating less and moving more, but often what they're losing isn't just weight, it's muscle as well. So I'm really keen today to get the message across that weight loss without muscle loss should be the goal, because muscle is actually what keeps your metabolism alive, protects your bones, and sends healthy signals to the rest of your body to support your immune system.
Okay, now that's pretty interesting. I don't think many people are thinking about muscle when they're focusing on weight loss, are they?
Exactly. The focus is usually the number on the scale. But in midlife, with our hormonal changes, we're naturally more prone to losing muscle, what we clinicians call something sarcopenia. So if we're under-eating or doing lots of cardio without the strength work, we can unintentionally accelerate that muscle loss, which is why we can end up feeling more tired, weaker, and really frustrated. So I just want our listeners to remember that the scale doesn't tell you if you're strong or if you've got energy or if you're resilient. And those things are things that most of us are actually wanting to feel.
Okay. And I mean, that's such a different way of looking at it. And we've also been hearing a whole lot about medications like Ozempic. And Lorna, where does all that fit into this?
Well, we certainly are, Rosemary, and this is such an important topic to include in our conversation today. So medications like Ozempic or Wegovy can be really helpful tools. They reduce appetite, they stabilize blood sugars, and they support weight loss. But this is the big but, they don't automatically protect your muscle. Mm. So although these medications and others can support weight loss, they don't replace the need to nourish the body properly and strengthen your body. So this means that someone losing weight without adequate protein, without strength training, and without supporting their recovery could actually be losing a portion of that weight in muscle mass. And that's what we really want to hold on to as we age.
Righto. So it's not about weight coming off, it's about how it's coming off.
That's exactly right, Rosemary. And this is where behavior change becomes so important. Because whether someone's using medication or going to Weight Watchers, the body still needs the same foundations. And if those habits aren't there, then often when the medication stops or the program stops, the weight returns. And so if you don't change your habits, your results won't stay no matter what tool you use, as willpower and motivation are not what keeps change happening.
Yeah. So that, when you think about it, that makes a whole lot of sense. So what should we be actually focusing on instead?
Well, Rosemary, I like to reframe weight loss by changing our mindset around it. Instead of asking how much weight have I lost, ask, am I getting stronger? Do I have more energy? Do I feel more capable in my body? Because muscle really is at the center of all of that. And understanding that muscle mass is not just about strength, it's got so many other functions. So muscle supports your metabolism so you can actually use your energy efficiently. It protects your bones and your joints. It helps regulate your blood sugar so you don't get those big energy crashes. And something many people don't realize is it also plays a really important role in your immune system. So muscle can act as a kind of reserve for your body during times of stress or illness, and it helps regulate inflammation, which is key for long-term health. So when we lose muscle, we're not just losing strength, we're losing resilience in multiple areas of our health.
Well, that's pretty incredible. I'm not real sure that so many people connect muscle with all of that, Lorna.
Yes, and that is why this shift is so important. Muscle isn't just about how you look in your genes, it's what keeps your body strong and stable and able to recover and thrive. So when we focus on maintaining muscle through eating enough protein, strength training, and proper recovery, everything else starts to fall into place.
Well, I love that. I love that so much. It feels so much more sustainable to me anyway, Lorna.
Oh, it really is, Rosemary. And it's so much more aligned with what our body needs as we age. You know, what we got away with in our 20s and 30s just won't cut it in midlife. Our body is actually asking us to change the way we support it. So, you know, the goal isn't to be skinny. It's to be stronger and more resilient, able to live our life more fully. Because, yeah, that muscle is going to support our bones, our metabolism, our joints, and that comes down to confidence and being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it.
Absolutely. That's a powerful way of looking at it, isn't it?
Absolutely, Rosemary. And I think for many of us, it's actually a relief. You know, we can stop fighting with our own biology and actually start understanding it and supporting it at this stage of our lives.
Yes. Lorna, I'd love to hear some closing thoughts on this fascinating topic. Give us some, please.
Well, Rosemary, if there's one thing I'd love listeners to take away, it's this. It's that your body is incredibly intelligent. It's always communicating with you, especially as you advance through midlife and beyond. So learning how to support your unique body differently to what you've done in the past with the right dosage of nourishing food, movement, and recovery is key to supporting fat loss and preserving muscle mass, which is the golden key to strength, energy and confidence to keep you doing all that you love doing.
And just really quickly, Lorna, so we should be doing strength exercises, and we've been told that 100 years. So we need to up the strength exercises a little bit more. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, we should actually be progressing our weight training and instead of just sticking with tiny little dumbbells, we should be increasing our capacity and pushing those boundaries. And then you'll actually start feeling stronger. Lifting weights actually helps you feel good about your body and sends these signals to your body about maintaining and repairing and keeping things moving. So, yeah, and I would say to people that if you're scared of lifting weights, go and see a physiotherapist or an exercise physiologist, especially if you've got aches and pains that need accommodating, because they are professionals in being able to make those accommodations. A personal trainer is great if you don't have injuries that need to be taken into consideration, but I would probably start with allied health professional first and then perhaps move on to the personal training to give you confidence in doing the correct movements without risking injury.
It's always a pleasure, Lorna Golombek, holistic physiotherapist and health and wellness coach, here with our listeners on 101.5.